Kishuk Wisnam, Kishuk Kukit, Kishuk Kukwaiet, Gapiniskis, Hugakit Kanchukit Tasmiat. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another wonderful Warrior Wednesdays. I'm your host, Kanchukit Tasmiat, which translates from Tunaka into English. It means Night Runner. And this week, I want to talk about a subject I haven't really actually touched on very much. And that's because, you know, I myself am healing a lot. And I am working on myself, you know, and I'm trying to bring my best fold into certain situations that I can, you know, and that's what I talk about in these podcasts. The only thing I ever talk about is the things that I'm actually doing in my own life, you know, the journey that I'm on. And I talked about it a little while ago. It is playoff hockey, and for some Canadians, playoff hockey gets intense for some fans, and it's like some different atmosphere. It's like NFL for the playoff season as well. You know, NFL season gets intense for some fans, and so this week, starting today, actually, will be, as this, you know, Wednesday, the very first game is the Canucks and no other than the Edmonton Oilers. So what does that have to do anything with the relationships, you're asking yourself? You know, Peter, what does it have to do with relationships? How's this like anything to do with a relationship? Well, you know, a relationship is about growing. A healthy relationship is about understanding your partner and trying to grow and, you know, look at their perspective of life and, like, you know, coming into a relationship full, or not full, but close to, you know, full, close to being healed, being on that journey of working on yourself and being transparent and being open and honest about everything, you know, just being vulnerable. And vulnerability, you know, a lot of people use that word, and not a lot of people actually truly understand what vulnerability is. All vulnerability is just, you know, saying, you know, I messed up like this, you know, this is what's wrong with me, you know, I need to work on this, you know, I don't get this, I don't understand this, you know, can you help me? It's just being open and honest. That's all vulnerability is. You know, you don't have to, vulnerability doesn't only mean like you're crying and you're emotional, and like, it means that you express things you don't know, being honest. And and this playoff series is taking a lot. You know, well, it's not taking a lot, but I'm growing a lot because Canucks and Oilers fans don't like each other's teams. You know, like, majority of Oilers fans don't like Canucks fans, you know, like the Canucks, and majority of Canuck fans don't like the Edmonton Oilers. And, you know, what's kind of ironic, you know, this is how it ties into this relationship, is that, you know, that I'm a Canucks fan, right? So how does this have anything to do with it? Well, Brooke, on the other hand, my partner, she is a diehard Oilers fan. Yes, she's a diehard, you know, she grew up in Edmonton, or, well, not, she grew up in Alberta. She's a diehard Oilers fan. Her dad, you know, her family are like big time Oilers fans. So, you know, it's going to be a very interesting series, you know, because myself, a Canucks fan, like, you know, it's just in our blood as Canucks fans not to like Edmonton Oilers, just because they play each other so often, and there's just, you know, bad blood. It's just rivalry between sports, right, between teams. It's kind of like Calgary and Edmonton. They're a little worse, you know, on that aspect, but You know, either Seattle Kraken. I think it's Seattle Kraken. And they're just 3 hours south. But Seattle Kraken is still too new for Vancouver to have that that rivalry blood, you know, that bad blood between them. But the Canucks and Oilers got some bad blood going on there. And it's funny, I just all over my social media, that's all I see right now, is just like Oilers fans chirping Canucks fans and Canucks fans chirping back. And like, you know, it's just funny because I've even gone in on it and I said a few things, and it's just all fun and games, you know. And in a relationship, when things like this arise, you know, differences, that's where growth is going to happen, you know. And for Brooke, she's good. Like she's, you know, she's in a bit better of a place than me when it comes to it. You know, she doesn't take it as serious as I do with sports. And you know, she was supportive when the Canucks won on the game, and then like I was watching the Oilers and I wasn't as supportive at first. You know, I was kind of chirping them and like, oh, they cheated and blah blah blah, and like, you know, just typical sports egotistical guy thing, you know. It's just, I think it's in guys, men, you know, just to get worked up over sports for some reason. I don't know what it is, but it's just the way it is. And yeah, we are going to game one tonight together. But you know, I was thinking about it the other day, and I was you know, as I was stretching and getting my morning going before I was meditating, and I thought about it, you know. In a relationship, you know, you can either be against each other or for each other. You know, like think of a tennis game. You know, a tennis game, there's two styles, you know, singles or doubles. You can either be singles competing against each other in a relationship, or you can be, you know, on doubles and working together as a team to win. And that's the way I thought about it, you know. And this is a lot of growth for me. You don't understand, but yeah, the dynamics of being a Canucks fan and like having friends who are Oilers fans, and Oilers fans always chirping Canucks fans, and you know, it's gone on for years. So for me, it's a lot of growth. And then I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let this affect me at all, because, you know, as a team, together, playing doubles on that field, one of our teams are going to win. You know, that's just how sports are. Sports are, there always has to be a winner, and there always has to be a loser. But in a relationship, you know, some people will treat their relationships that same way. You know, when they get into a fight, they think they have to win. They think they have to be like, you know, you think about it, you fight and fight to be right, and then you upset your partner and you hurt your partner and they lose. So are you really winning if your partner is losing? You know, and that's a big thing to think on and reflect on. And not a lot of people will actually sit there and reflect on that style of relationship. You know, they don't think about it as working together. You know, you think that they're going head to head. When you get in an argument, you have to ask yourself, hey, what am I really trying to achieve out of this argument? Am I just trying to argue to win? Or I'm trying to make this relationship better? You know, am I trying to argue to make it better for the both of us, or am I just trying to get one up on my partner? And if you're just trying to one up your partner and win, your relationship will eventually decay and crumble and fall apart, because you know, when you keep hitting each other, you keep bumping heads or colliding, eventually pieces start to break off, you know, starts to break, wear down. Well, that's like your relationship. It'll start to break and wear down, and like it it's never ends well that way. But if you switch it and say, hey, you know what? My partner, we're on the same team. We're both trying to fight for the right, you know, the same thing. We're just looking at it a different way, and we have to believe that our way is the only way or the right way. And that's our egos talking. And when you get mindful and look at it as a team together, you look at what you're arguing about, and sometimes the way you're trying to bring your message across isn't a team mentality. It's an I, myself mentality. I want to win. I'm going to win. Blah, 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 you know? So just take a look. Take a step back and ask yourself that simple question. If you're in a relationship, or when you get in a relationship, you know, it's not about, you know, not fighting. It's about how you can fight together, you know? And it got pretty, like, Brooke and I have never fought before, you know, but it did get a little heated the other night when we were watching the playoffs. And then that's when I had to take a step back and ask myself, whoa, you know, what am I really trying to fight for here? You know, if her team wins, then I win, you know, because in a relationship, she's happy. And that makes me happy because she's winning, which means we're both winning. And if you're in the same situation as me, where your partner and you are sports fanatics and you have different teams you enjoy and they play each other once in a while, well, you know, that's a good way to look at it, is one of you guys, like, as a team together, you're gonna win no matter what, no matter who loses. You're both gonna win as a team if you look at it as a team. And it just allowed me to be more mindful, you know, allowed me to not, you know, chirp so much. And I told her that I thought about it, and you know, and it's a good growth step. And that's, you know, this is what this has to do with relationships, you know, playoff hockey and life. And you know, it's funny how I talk about that, right? But it's the things that I talk about are the things that I'm going through, and I'm currently literally going through these things right now, because you know, I want this relationship to last, I want it to work. And I thought this would be a good opportunity to explain to you and talk to you as a community on how to fight for each other, to fight with each other, you know, as a team. Because you know, fights are inevitable in relationships. It's just, if you look at the outcome on what you want, is ultimately going to decide what happens, right? So fight together as a team, not singles, not trying to be right. Because you might be right, but in the long run, you're hurting your partner because they're losing, you know, and they get upset, or they, you know, it's not really a win in the long run if you just end up breaking up and you keep repeating that cycle through your whole life. So yeah, it's gonna be a great game tonight. I'm going in happy, gonna have fun, just enjoy it, be in the moment. You know, I've never been to a playoff hockey game in my life. You know, I've been to football playoff games, you know, I've been to regular season hockey games, but I've never been to a playoff game. And like, the Canucks Rogers Arena is just something else, you know, during the playoff series. And that's, you know, that's what I heard, because you know, last time the Canucks had a run at the cup, I was a different person. I was an alcoholic at the time, I was partying, I didn't have much money in my bank account, you know, I didn't have that cash flow to be able to spend. And Vancouver is not a cheap city. It's not a cheap city at all. You know, it's a pretty pricey city to live in and to enjoy, but I love it, you know, for this time of my life. And I just didn't have the time. I had the time, I just didn't have the money before. Now that I have the money, And I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, we should go. You know, it's a good experience for Brooke and me because we may, this may never happen again, you know, because life, you never know what brings your way, right? And the Canucks and Oilers, you know, even though they play each other throughout the season many times, this is actually the only, the third time that they've ever came up to against each other in the Western Finals, you know, in the Western Conference Finals. So that's pretty cool that it's the third time. And I believe whatever team wins here is going to end up going to win the Cup for Canada. And as a team, with my partner, I'm okay with that no matter who wins. And yeah, so fight together as a team. And your relationship will start to flourish. Learn how to fight. Learn how to ask yourself that question. What do I really want out of this? So I challenge you to do that for now. You know, for now and forever. Next time you get into a fight with your partner, a friend, whoever, family member, think about it. What am I trying to fight for? You know, this doesn't always have to do with just relationship with a partner. Like, you know, it could be any kind of ship. You know, friendship. You know, family. You know, kinship. When you get into a fight, ask yourself, what am I trying to achieve out of this? And it might save you a lot of heartache in the end. So with that, I'm going to log off. Go enjoy my hockey game later on today. Sukuni, Dagas. Have a great day, everyone. Have a great week. Next week, I won't be uploading Warrior Wednesdays. I got to take a week off. I'm out of town for the week. I'm doing workshops back home in my Tunaka lands. So if I can find a space, I might sit down and maybe upload. But if not, I will be doing a vlog from my home powwow though. So be tuned for that. I'll bring you around there. And so if I don't post next week, just know that it'll be the week after. So Sukuni, Dagas, have an amazing 2 weeks. Remember, everything always happens for the right reasons. Take care, all my warriors.